Blog Talk Radio.
Our community have become toxic waste, and those in high places are planning to remove the toxic waste. And while we flitter and live this frivolous, foolish life, seeking pleasure from our bodies and pleasure from the bodies of others, and seeking to be famous and wealthy in this world, to be used by the power to make our people think that if you go to school and work hard, you too can be successful. That's a lie. I don't give a damn how many of you go to school and work hard. They select a few out of the mass to deceive the rest that this house is not your house. And you are going to have to think about a house of your own, because white America, listen to me good, man, cannot support you any longer. White America cannot give jobs to her millions of unemployed, much less ours. Did you hear me? Elijah Muhammad told us in the 60s we should pool our resources and get farmland, because there is no freedom without land. You remember those teachings? He said that the time of separation had come, and that we are going to have to think about building a nation of our own. You, in the 60s, you were ready to say, it's nation time. You don't say that no more, because you have been deceived into thinking that inclusion into this is your salvation. This that you want to be included in has no future. None.
Greetings and assalamu alaikum. Welcome to tonight's Time to Leave Blog Talk Radio Show. Tonight we have another special individually selected and curated and designed show, and I'm not going to describe any more about it. I'm going to bring on the show's host to let you know all about it. Sister Majida Muhammad, assalamu alaikum, are you there?
I am, Brother Carlton. Wa alaikum salam, thank you.
You are welcome. And you
yes,
have
sir.
Several people on the line that's waiting to get into your show.
Okay, yes, sir. I'm going to go ahead and open it up, Brother Carlton, and then you can go ahead and get their mics open so we can get started. Thank you, sir. Assalamu alaikum, and welcome to this evening's edition of Time to Leave. We have prepared what I believe will be an informative show, and I want to thank our listening audience in advance. Thank you all for tuning in. The cover of our last week's edition of the Final Call newspaper quotes the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad from Message to the Black Man on page 226, titled, Separate and Be Saved. So we have talked on this show over the past few years, and maybe you have too, about separation preparation. And we agree an important step in the process of separation requires many, if not most of us, to physically relocate. So our panel this evening consists of believers and their families who have physically relocated to Southwest Georgia's Daugherty and Terrell County areas from the East Coast, as far as the West Coast and in between. So let's welcome our panel. Please introduce yourselves, tell us your names, where you are from, and how long ago you made your physical relocation to this area. And we can start with Sister Yolanda and Brother Sammy.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, sir. Praise be to Allah. Go ahead, you two. Thank you for being on. Introduce yourselves.
I'm Sister Yolanda. I'm from Linden, New Jersey, and we made our execution two years ago in June 1st, 2019.
Praise be to Allah. Yes, ma'am. Praise be to Allah. And we want to hear about that transition and relocation as we get further into our show. Thank you.
Yes,
and Sister Anita, are you on?
Yes, ma'am. Assalamualaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Wa alaikum salam. Go ahead and introduce yourself, sister, and let us know where you relocated from and how long you've been in this area.
My name is Sister Anita, and I relocated from St. Louis, Missouri to Albany, Georgia. And I have been living here in Albany, Georgia since April the 5th.
Wow. So we're going to call you a newbie. So this year, 2021, praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah. Sister Vanessa, are you on the line, ma'am? And if you're on the line, you have to press a 1 once you dial in so that your mic can be open so that we can hear you. So if you are on the line, Sister Vanessa, just press the 1 so that your mic can be opened and we can hear you. And while we'll wait, we'll see if we can hear you. Yes, ma'am. Praise be to Allah.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I'm Sister Vanessa. Assalamualaikum. I came into the nation in Houston, Texas, although I'm originally from Alabama, but that's where our move was from. Our last move was from Houston, Texas, last September 2020.
Okay. Praise be to Allah. And one more panelist, Sister Cynthia. Hopefully she's on the line. Are you there, Sister Cynthia?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Praise be to Allah.
Yes, ma'am. I am on the line, yes, ma'am. I'm Sister Cynthia Muhammad, originally from Chicago, but I got here by way of Des Moines, Iowa. And I just recently, I'm in the process of relocating here. I came for the Founders Day celebration, and I've stayed. And so I am in the process of trying to find housing at this time, but I'm looking forward to being here in the long term.
Praise be to Allah. Yes, ma'am. Thank you all so much for taking time out of your schedules to participate in what I believe will be very informative as well as inspiring to those believers that are out there thinking about physical relocation and maybe not quite sure how to go about it or, you know, what some of the ins and outs are. So hopefully we can inspire and encourage others to make that move. So let me ask the question, because you all, and as we have heard, you all are from Sister Yolanda, Brother Sammy from New Jersey. We have St. Louis. We have Houston. And we have Chicago. Did you say Chicago, Sister Cynthia? Iowa?
Yeah, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
Chicago initially in Iowa.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm going to throw my physical relocation hat in this ring and say that my family and I moved 7 years ago from the West Coast. So, again, we have believers on the line who have made that move from various parts. So why Albany? Why Albany? What was the pull? Why Southwest Georgia? Why here?
This is Sister Cynthia.
Yes, ma'am.
For me, personally, I have been desirous of moving to this area for quite some time. As I had communicated with you earlier this week, I had reached out to Dr. Ridgely in 2011, and I don't know whether or not he remembers that, but to inquire about that possibility. And he shared with me some information about, you know, possible employment opportunities out here with the educational system, because I know he's real, he says it's very important to have a means of income, because you may have to come here and just generate your own income. So unfortunately, I wasn't able to make that transition at that time because I had to return back home to Chicago. But I have always been desirous of moving around the farm because I just think that's the viable and practical environment to establish a community.
Yes, ma'am. Praise be to Allah. Yes, ma'am. Thank you for that, sister. And you're here, 2011, and you're here, so we know the desire feeds the will. Praise be to Allah. Yes, ma'am. Anyone else want to go ahead and answer that question? Why Albany? What was the pull? What drove you or pulled you here in this direction?
This is Yolanda. One thing I would like to say is, you know, I and my husband desire was to move here, but Allah has a greater pull where He wants a certain state. So, you know, that was one of the reasons why we had moved down here. Brother Aaron and Sister Willie, they had a camp going on, and we had brought our youngest son down to go to that camp. And, you know, Brother Aaron, he had showed us around the city, and we had really liked what we saw. So, you know, when we, on our way back home, we had, you know, we was doing a lot of talking about, you know, relocating here because, you know, we really liked what we saw.
Yes, and, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
And, no, go ahead. You know, I didn't want to cut you off. Were you finished?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah. So there's a thread that's being woven here, so I want to wait until we're all finished. Sister Anita, what about yourself, ma'am? Why Albany?
Yes, ma'am. My first choice was to live in Bronwood, Georgia, near the farm. So in looking for property, the first home that I did a walkthrough was in Bronwood, Georgia, and on Main Street. But that didn't work out, and while looking, it took one day. I looked at two more properties in the general vicinity, and the last property that I walked through is located in Austin, Georgia, and it was explained to me, you're only a 25-minute drive from Bronwood, and considering the asking price within my range, and that's how it all began.
Yes, ma'am. Praise God. Praise be to Allah. And Sister Vanessa?
Yes, ma'am. We, too, had looked at Bronwood and a piece of property out there, but that original deal fell through. So a big consideration for us was that we do have a 15-year-old daughter, and she was active in robotics and in gymnastics. So we had an opportunity to participate in those things more easily if we were actually living in Albany. So we chose to stay here in Albany. Another thing about Albany was when we initially started looking at the city and the demographics, it actually had a black mayor at that time. But, you know, things have changed so quickly again. So now Albany has a white mayor. And even though the population is 70% black, I believe, somewhere around that effect. But, yeah, most of your city government is white. So it is Caucasian now. So, and somewhere in the last year or so, there was a big shift.
Left yes, ma'am.
A big ground in Albany.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. There definitely has been that change. Yes, ma'am. Praise be to Allah. You know, I was reminded by something you said, Sister Yolanda, when you said, you know, the eight states, and you wanted to make sure, you know, you all were moving toward one of those states, and it just reminded me of what the Honorable Farrakhan said in that press conference when he told America to give us eight states. And so now, you know, we have to begin to prepare. That call went out. That was, what, 2017, and that call mm-hmm. went out. So once that call went out to give us eight states, you know, we put ourselves in a mindset of preparation so we're prepared when those states are available and as we make those states available by our presence in those states. So let's talk about, share what you can of the planning process and the time it took you to execute your plans. I will say just briefly for my family and myself, because when we came down, we were five adults. And so that took quite a bit of planning to move all those bodies at one time. And I would say when we first came to Founders Day in 2010, we had, like you, Sister Cynthia, we had a long desire that, you know, took some time to execute. So in 2010, we came down and we saw the farm for the first time, and we were excited to be on the farm and to be a help. And we could see that our help was greatly needed, and we wanted to help. And so I would say a lot at that moment put those mechanisms in motion in our minds to keep us thinking on that. This is where we want to be. We can be of help here. This is where we want to be. We want to build community near Muhammad Farm. So, I mean, it took some time because, you know, you get back to your day-to-day life and living, and so sometimes you don't have much time to think or do anything else. So from 2013, you know, we put a solid plan together because we said this is what we want to do, and we're sure this is what we want to do. So 2013, my husband and I, we put a solid plan together. And I have to say, I really admire the way he just said, this is the time we're going to move. And so we're going to backed into a date. He said, okay, this is the day we want to move. Okay, so we're going to put that date on the calendar. And so now we're going to start working from now to then to make that date with the help of Allah a reality. So that was our plan, and we had tools that we used as well. So share what you can of your planning process and the time it took you to execute your plans.
Go ahead. Okay.
We're all family, you all, so you could just jump in.
One of the things when we came down, what is that? Oh, the planning. Okay. It took us 3 years of planning once we brought our son down to the camp and the communication when we got back home. Then him getting us with a realtor here in Albany, Miss Phoebe. I'll never forget us, beautiful lady. She helped us.
Yes.
You know, with the people who are renting from now, and hopefully shortly we'll be getting a home of our own, and she'll be helping us with, you know, getting that home as well.
Yes,
know,
ma'am. Praise be to Allah. So 3 years that seed was planted, and then took 3 years for it to manifest, you're saying, Sister Yolanda?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, 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 yes. Praise be to Allah. Anyone else?
Well, this is Sister Cynthia. For me, as I mentioned, this has been a desire for quite some time. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yes, ma'am. This has been a desire for quite some time. So it's always been in the back of my mind. However, when it comes to putting together maybe a systemized plan, I can't say I honestly did that. I just saw that the time was right for me to make that move because, you know, I'm a single woman, sister, so I didn't have those things that I needed in terms of family to try to integrate into my move.
Yeah.
So I just kind of stepped out on faith, basically. And so I didn't really have a structured plan. You know, I had a little money saved, but, you know, I didn't really have a structured plan to come out here. I just knew I always wanted to be here, and I just kind of moved out on that. So that's kind of my quote-unquote plan. Okay. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. Praise be to God. Thank you, Sister Cynthia. Sister Vanessa or Sister Anita, either of you want to add to that?
I would like to add to it.
Yes, yes. Go ahead, Brother Sammy.
Yes. Me and my wife always had the desire to move to the South. I never gave it any thought or had any desire because I was so involved in the work at Mars 25 in Newark, New Jersey. But we came down to the Holy Day of Atonement in Tuskegee, Alabama. Mm-hmm. And when we came out, I saw all these brothers and sisters vending, and that's what I do. Been vending for years in Newark, New Jersey, mm-hmm. Elizabeth, New Jersey. But I'm sure y'all heard of Sharp James. He was a great mayor in Newark, New Jersey for quite some time. Mm-hmm. But when Cory Booker became mayor, they started cracking down on us vendors. So our mm-hmm. money got funny, and when I came to Tuskegee, I said, wow, the police ain't bombing them or nothing? I said, So, you know, that was the first time I really, coming to the South, really got interested. And then when we brought Issa down, our son, in 2017 to a camp that Coordinator Aaron was having, I liked it, the scenery. I liked it, the houses. It looked. If you ever been to New Jersey or New York, you know what I'm talking about. It's so much cleaner, it's so much nicer, you know. And I said we can make this move, you know. And that's how I got here, you know. But I like to also say, as I hear y'all talking,
yes, sir.
We did not come down here on our own. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Master Farah Muhammad have sent us down here. You understand? Mm. He want these eight states. We might desire to come here, but we are being sent here from all over the country because these are the states that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said he wanted: the Carolinas, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Tennessee, the fertile land, you know, with an outlet to the sea. So that's why we're here. We might think, because I want to be here. No, we have been sent here by Allah and His Christ.
Yes, sir. Yes,
all praises to Allah.
Yes, sir. Most definitely.
Yeah.
Most definitely. Yes, sir. Praise be to Allah. Thank you, Brother Sammy. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyone else want to share in that question? If you can, of your planning process and the time it took you to execute your plan.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am, Sister Anita. Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. Actually, it took me 5 months to execute the plan. By Allah's grace and mercy, with prayer and seeking assistance through prayer and patience, Allah began to open up doors for me.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I purchased, it's time to leave separation preparation helpful guide online.
Yes, ma'am.
And I read it back, front to back, and that was helpful. I recommend it. Anybody and everybody who has a plan to relocate. So on one of the Thursday evening time to leave conference calls, you had guests.
Mm-hmm.
One was Sister Karima Muhammad.
And yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. And so I listened closely, and I reached out to her afterwards.
Uh-huh.
So we became friends. We talked back and forth, and I told her what I would like to do, to relocate to Georgia. And she helped me every step of the way, advised me. And praise be to Allah, I'm here.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We know that Allah arranges forces, resources, and people. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Sister Vanessa, did you get a chance to chime in? And would you like to go ahead and answer that?
Yes, ma'am. And as I was listening, I thought about it. I'm a little bit unique in that I was born in the South. I was actually born in Alabama, and I was born on a farm. And a lot of people that my family, I don't think is any different. The family has held on to the land. And that seems to be a handful of the people. Case in point, I have a cousin who's one of 12, and she's the only one that lives on the farm, right? The other 11 moved away, right? Chicago, they're all over the country. But honestly, having that mindset of being on the farm, born on the farm, the first thing you want to do when you hit 18 is leave the farm. About that. So
grass
how
is always
right. So everybody, first thing is like, man, I can't wait till I get 18 to get out of this farm. So, So I joined the nation in Houston, and I had been a part of the Ministry of Agriculture for many years, participating in it, in the Ministry of Agriculture, I guess I should say. And one day I was in a conversation with Dr. Richley, and he was asking me about my husband and the fact that my husband works on the road a lot, and I have the children. And it really, so my money wasn't based on a location, right?
Mm.
So we were living in Houston. We really were living in Houston by choice. We could live anywhere that we wanted to live. And Dr. Ridgely put that question to me, well, why don't you guys move to Georgia? So I didn't really have I don't think I put much thought into it up until that point, moving back to Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
I do maintain property in Alabama. But then the more I thought about it, the more that idea appealed to me. And so I think from the time that Dr. Ridgely asked that question to the time that we made our first visit and then ultimately moving in September was probably less than 6 months.
Wow. Thank you for that, sister. So I'm listening to you all and, you know, jotting down a few things. I mean, looking at our processes, I know, Sister Yolanda, you and your husband, you said about 3 years, and it was about that for my husband and myself as well and our family that came with us. And you have Sister Anita, 5 months, Sister Vanessa, 6 months. You're in the process, Sister Cynthia. You know, so, you know, we see it's the range. Allah is going to move us, make a way for us. That, you know, if our desire is there, we'll see it. If our desire is there, I will make a way and we will see it. We will see it. We knew we made that move, even though we were inspired in 2010. We knew when we made that move and got ourselves here with the help of Allah in 2014, when we decided in 2013 this we were going to do, you know, for sure, we knew at that time we had the backing of Allah. So all we had to do was move out. That's all we had to do was move out, like you say, on our faith and our plan. We just moved out, and Allah has blessed us in our steps since that time. So, and I like the fact that, you know, we as black folks, we move around for all sorts of reasons. We move for school, for jobs. You know, we move. We just want a better house or a better location. But the thread that we have here among us, and I thank Allah for it, is that we all have moved for building community That's what makes it unique, and especially in this time. In fact, we are making moves in order to build communities among our own.
Yes, ma'am.
So here's a big one. Here's a big one, and, you know, some of us have been here for a while. Some of us are new to the area or are new to the move. So share what you can of your transition to your new location, what worked, what didn't. This is during your transition, what worked, what didn't, and what would you recommend for others interested in physical relocation?
Sister Medita, before we answer that question, we have some callers in the queue. Would you like to for them to make their comments or ask questions?
Sure. Are you all ready to field some questions from our interested callers?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Go ahead,
okay.
Brother Carlton.
Looks like our first caller is Sister Dolores. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Dolores.
Alaikum alaikum.
Well, alaikum salam.
How are you? I'm all believers. Happy Savior Day.
Happy Savior Day.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Okay, I heard about Dr. Williams. I'm listening to him every Thursday. I'll be thinking about what he said. You talk about separating. It's time for us to separate. Our life wants us to separate. And I'd like to come down and locate, you know, I get found out last Sunday and sign in. You know, I like to live my humble form, you know, Dreamwood. And I like to believe, come together, you know, location, and help one another, you know. That's what I would like to do.
Ma'am, Sister Dolores. Yes?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
I will make a way. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, Allah will help to get this freedom, justice, and equality in some of this that we can call our own.
Right.
Allah will. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Sister Dolores. And it looks like we lost our next caller. Inshallah, they'll get back on. So I'm going to turn it back over to you, Sister Medina.
So what can you share of your transition in your new location? What worked? What didn't? What would you recommend for others interested in relocation?
You know, what really worked is your desire to help the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. You know, I've come here 2 years ago, and Allah has blessed me within a year and a half to be selling over 200 papers. And the people are very receptive down here, and they're good people. That's why the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, when the South rise, it's all over. These people down here are ready for the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We just have to show them that we are together and that Allah's promise is real, like what we're doing. You understand? Like what we're attempting to do, build communities,
yeah. The
farm, and things of this nature. But we have to intensify the work. You know, the COVID has, you know, put everything on a slowdown. But when the door is open, we got to get back to the 10 ministries. We got to help our people in the South here. Sister said something about a white mayor in Albany. When I came here, it was a black mayor. It's a white mayor. The city is not 70% black. It's 80 to 85% black. I'm on the street with the final call. All I see is black people, beautiful black people. They buy the paper. They just got to see more effort from us. So I am so happy to be here, to be chosen by Allah to come down here and serve these brothers and sisters. You know, that's our first work. Our first work is the resurrection of our people. We mustn't forget that. And these are some beautiful brothers and sisters in the South. They just got to see it in us.
Yes, sir.
Praise
to
Allah.
Before you continue, Sister Majida, is someone near a computer or two phones in the same room? Because we're getting feedback. So if you have your computer on or another phone that you're listening to the show, it's going through. So if you can either mute one phone or separate them, or if you have your computer, turn the volume down. Thank you.
Yes, sir. I can say quickly, Brother Sammy, just listening to you and talking about the people in the community and you're out there working among them, you know, I thought about something that is written in the Separation Preparation Manual that I read earlier today, and I just share that. It says, what we are building is for them too. These bright young minds being turned out to a world that is not designed for them to succeed. Let our community building efforts serve as examples for our youth at tangible realities of succeeding among their own. Do within them the desire to get their education, purpose of expanding the growth development of a nation their own. They won't come out of her unless we give them something to come to.
Yes, ma'am.
Praise be to Allah.
Praise be to Allah. So that just right into what you were saying. You know, we're not talking about building a community just to isolate ourselves from the world, from our people.
That's right.
But we know we have to start with ourselves coming together, establishing a community based on the principles of freedom, justice, and equality, standing from that base.
Yes, ma'am. Praise be to Allah. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Anyone else? Share what you can of your transition to your new location, what worked, what didn't. What would you recommend for others interested in full relocation?
So one thing that I did that actually worked well for me was internet surfing for places. So we actually are in a rental property, and we moved into it sight unseen. And that, I think, was really due to, to COVID, right? Realtors weren't showing places, right? They would just give you keys, you go access it. And so when we rolled into Albany, we had a place waiting for us, but we were like not 100% sure this was going to be the right place. So we had no problem. We did try to search. Albany also, it has the problems that every other city has, and I was really suspicious, really concerned because I thought it was going to be just my daughter and myself initially. So I wanted to make sure we were in a safe place. So we had had no issues. Praise is due to Allah, but I don't know that I would recommend it, but that's one thing we had to do just because of COVID, right, and the restrictions that were put in place.
Man, that's quite interesting. Sight unseen. That's a blessing.
So,
that worked.
Definitely. It worked out. It definitely was a blessing. And,
to a lot.
Again,
that could have been a whole nother book.
I know, right? Yeah, and Albany does suffer from a lot of the crime that, you know, all the other cities suffer from. And one thing I will say is that, you know, it's a lot of history in Albany. So I was really hoping, you know, you got a city with a black mayor, predominantly black population, and then you have, when you walk downtown Albany, you have all the remnants of the civil rights movement that come downtown, the walks and trails that they used to have, all the memorials to that. So you say, okay, you got a semi-conscious group of blacks. That was my original thinking, but
yes, ma'am.
So they knew.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, Dr. Richard was talking this last Founders Day about the history of Albany and how Dawson was at one point larger than Albany is now, and the history of Cordell and where the messenger went up and down Cordell. That was very interesting to me. So the roots run deep here. But again, just be aware. Albany does have
ma'am.
Issues.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't think you can live everywhere in Albany. They have some real
yes.
issues.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Sister Vanessa, anyone else? Sister Anita?
Yes. One of the things I was thinking is it would be nice if, you know, if you came, once you got here to Albany, you knew someone that could, you know, show you around or get with a realtor that could show you different places and stuff or have different places set up for you to go, you know, go in and look at instead of just, you know, coming down, you know, on a whim, hoping and wishing that, you know, you had someone here that could really show you the way. But anyway, you know, we're grateful to the three people that that helped us out when we got here, and you know, and showed us, you know, how to get around and the different people to communicate with.
Right. Yes, ma'am. It definitely does help, Sister Yolanda. It definitely does help when you have contact that you can make. You know. Fortunately, we had, you know, Dr. Ridgely and Sam, Brother Aaron and Sister Willie as well, and again,
yes.
Phoebe Hatcher.
some of those
same folks that you all had an opportunity to benefit from. It really does, just for little small things. You know, sometimes,
mm-hmm.
and we talk also in the manual, because when sometimes we don't think about our day-to-day, our week-to-week, our month-to-month functions in our home where we are, where we're,
right.
and that's our environment and we're used to it. And you don't really think about them. You kind of take those things that you do without thinking for granted. And when you go to another location, those, you know, little simple tasks seemingly can become magnified sources.
Mm-hmm.
You know, available to just find out, okay, where do I get my internet turned on? Where do I get phone
gas,
service?
Electric.
Electricity. Where is that?
Mm-hmm.
How do I do that? So just, and you, again, you don't think about that in your hometown because you know where all of that is.
Right.
But just little things like, you know, you can forget when you're trying to make just certain things that you could plan ahead for, like, you know,
right.
some of the other things about, like, have a holy name. Okay, you're fine where you are, but now you're coming to state. What's the law for recognizing you use that? Just, I mean, there's things that, you know, you just don't necessarily know you're in that situation.
Yes,
praise be to Allah. Who else wants to share? Let me just say this. And I looked at the question and I thought about it in terms of myself, too. What worked, what didn't? I had to really think about what didn't work, what didn't work. I said, you know, I can't really say that something didn't work because it has blessed us, you know, to meet and overcome obstacles that we're going to have in our path, right? So it's hard to say something didn't work. I know there were some difficult times, you know, difficulties that we had to endure. Again, we already know we're going to be tested and tried. Whatever we say we desire, because we are true to ourselves first in that desire. So anyone else want to share what you can of your transition in your new location? How's it going for you, Sister Anita?
You know, I agree with everything you just said as far as things that you didn't think of ahead or didn't that I didn't think of ahead of time. I just wanted to get here, and I had no idea about the utilities, the internet, who to reach out to for anything except
Sister Rika, Willie, Sister Rhonda. There were many I had to just find out. For instance, my internet services for companies is available, you know, in all of Georgia. And with that, the challenges were almost insurmountable, but, you know, the trials were close. I never gave up, and because Brother Sammy has already said, we were sent here, and I believe so. Just had to keep the faith, just prayer and faith. Yes, ma'am.
Like, this is Sister Cynthia.
Ma'am.
Can you hear me? Yeah. Just from my experience, as I am continuing to try to transition here, I would say that, you know, having connections would be is key, I think, to help in this transition process, because it has been a little challenging for me personally finding housing, because I found out that apparently Albany is a big area for a lot of the medical professionals to come here as travel nurses and others in the medical field. And so a lot of them are taking up a lot of housing. So I'm finding it a little challenging finding housing. But, you know, I stay prayerful and just committed myself to try and find what I can, even if it's roaming somewhere. But I would say that definitely having connections would be very key. And hopefully in the future, when I get established by the grace of Allah, I would like to be a source of connections for others who would like to make a transition here.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes. Be to Allah. Okay. So our next question, what are some goals looking forward to accomplishing, as well as new opportunities in your new environment? What are some of the things you are looking to do once you got here that maybe was not available to you in your area? And I know you said, Tammy, that, you know, with the change of mayor, you know, some of the things that you like to do in the community with regards to vending were starting to be a little more difficult, you know, were in New Jersey. And you saw that it was a little better down here in the South. What are some of the goals you're looking forward to accomplish as new opportunities here?
Right. Well, we were vending when we first got here, and, you know, COVID, everything slowed down. But my main goal is to help Albany get to a mob stature and continue working throughout the area, Americas, you know, all these. Nothing but black folks in Georgia. Everywhere you go, there's black folks. You understand? We gotta get our people. We gotta get this Islam to our people. You know, and that's my goal. You know, Allah has blessed me. I'm 65 years old. Allah has blessed me, you know, with so much. So I want to dedicate the rest of my life to helping the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan get our people. You know, that's my goal.
Be to Allah. We say for is given, much is required, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Praise be to Allah. Anyone
else?
Sister
Majida, we have two people in our queue.
Okay.
Okay, looks like this person is Sister Ann. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. I just want to say I am enjoying the show, and I was going to suggest what Sister Cynthia said is that we need a welcoming committee. It can't be Dr. Bridgley and myself at this time, but we definitely need that welcoming committee. And it can be comprised of people who've already who lived here already, and we need to get together and figure out how to put that together so that
yes,
people
ma'am.
Won't have the problem that they're having in trying to relocate. We're pretty busy out here at the farm. And, of course, Bronwood is different than Albany. So we know everybody in Bronwood. Everybody.
Yes.
But when it comes to Albany, we're kind of handicapped in that aspect because we're located out here in Bronwood. We have to come to Albany to do a lot of the things that we do. But Bronwood is our base. And we can definitely assist in that. We have Brother Carlton and Brother Majita, and the manual that they put together is superb. And we encourage everyone who is planning to relocate to get that manual. Now, what I want to say is we can put together something similar for the Albany area. Well, not similar, but something to let people know where the electrical, water, gas, whatever is located, phone, and we can do that and have that available for people. So thank you all very much, and I'm enjoying the show.
Well, I thank you, Sister Ann. Thank you.
Okay, we have another caller. Caller with
okay.
the last four digits, 9014. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Assalamu alaikum. This is Sister Hadia in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm smiling because I was thinking the same thing as along the same lines as Sister Ann and Sister Cynthia, that there should be some kind of welcoming group or a support group for anyone that might be thinking about making that move. I was just enjoying the discussion as well and hearing everyone's stories about how they got to where they are and admiring you all for doing that. But I just thought, too, it would be great if there was some kind of support group or welcoming committee. Also, I want to know how to go about getting the manual that was mentioned. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for that, Sister Hadia. We'll definitely be looking into that. I believe study group has started that. So we're going to have to, we are in that process because as we from this call, it's greatly, greatly needed, you know, those believers face that journey. The manual is available on Leave website and timetoleave.us and it there.
Yes, ma'am. Could you please repeat that? You're kind of breaking up in and out. You said
it is. Yes, ma'am. It's timetoleave.us.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Yes, there's
thank
a little
mail.
I can see. Bless you all. A little difficult. Oh, if there are there any persons that want to make
yes.
a closing statement? And before you do, let me just say I just really thank you all. You all are I appreciate you. You're awesome. Stepped out, you know, on faith and the promise of our guidance, we will be successful. I think about what the most terrible man to lose time. I think off about his October 15th Holy Day of Atonement when he separation or death.
Yes.
school sound like it's functional. So, you know, it's fine. Should be. So anyone want to make a closing remark?
I just want to thank you for this beautiful opportunity to speak on this subject. May Allah continue y'all with much success. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Miss Lewis Farrakhan want these states.
Yes, sir.
That's all I have to say. If he want them, that means Allah want them. And our people going to be coming. They coming. And we got to get ready,
sir,
to receive them. All praise is due to Allah.
We got
to
get ready.
Yep.
To Allah. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Anyone
else?
Like, this is Sister Cynthia. I just want to thank you, Sister Navita, for this opportunity also to be on this panel this evening. And I just want to let people know this is, you know, a worthwhile endeavor, and it's something that we must do to secure futures for our children. This is critical for our children to move into a new reality that we have the ability to do by the grace of Allah. So just learn to step out in faith. We just need to be supportive for one another as we make transition.
Yes, ma'am. Praise Allah. Yeah. And I would like to say we can stay in one another as more believers start to make that, make this area. I will reach out to Sarita because she did mention that she was willing to work on the need for a welcoming committee. So I will reach out to her and just let her know the interest so we can begin to put that together, people. Well, I'm going to go ahead and close if no one else has any closing. Any comments. Have anything you wanted to say, Brother Carlton?
All I'd like to say is I enjoyed the show, and I am grateful to everyone for taking time out of their schedules to share their experience moving to Southwest Jordan. May Allah continue to bless you all, as for all of us, as we still work to transition.
Thank you. Thank you all. Assalamu alaikum.
A game of horseshoes.
Now I see the importance of history. While my people be in the mess that they be. Many journeys to freedom made in vain by brothers on the corner playing ghetto games. I ask you, Lord, why you enlighten me without the enlightenment of all my folks. He said, cause I set myself on a quest for truth, and he was there to quench my thirst. But I am still thirsty. Lord, allow me to drink some more. He said, what I am searching